The Haines Senior Village is worried about its future. The nonprofit housing complex is straining under the weight of two mortgages, one of which fell under the radar until recently. The village proposed a solution to its financial problems this week. They're asking the Haines Borough for a $350,000 low-interest loan. This is a story about two oversights. One has to do with the senior village's second mortgage.
It's kind of like when you're a kid playing the game of telephone, and it doesn't necessarily 100% of the information make its way through a 20-year period.
Valerie McCandless is the village manager. There have been many managers and boards overseeing the village through its 20-year history. Board Treasurer Bob Atkins says the managers often had 10-hour-a-week contracts at relatively low pay.
So some things fell by the wayside, and that particular second mortgage, the payment depended on the village showing a profit, which as a nonprofit it rarely does, and so it just slipped away from people's attention. And when we got the new manager, when Valerie took over, she was going through the files.
And she discovered the details of the second mortgage at the end of 2015. As Atkins said, it required payments based on the village's profit. Since the village rarely makes a profit, there had only been a few payments. But what many didn't realize is that the village's sparse income didn't excuse it from paying the rest of the mortgage. A balloon payment of $185,000 would be due in 2026. McCandless describes her reaction.
Shock and distress, because that's a big debt. It's a big debt for anyone to have. And when you work with people who live on a fixed income, you understand exactly what that's going to mean to them. And how do you solve that?
The village started raising money, selling chocolate bars and holding fundraisers. But they knew that candy bar profits would not cover the entire debt. The village had been chipping away at the first mortgage, which now stands at $127,000. But how could they afford this additional cost?
So that's the reason that we're asking the borough to loan us $350,000 so that we can pay off both mortgages and only have the one payment to the borough for 10 years.
In their case to the borough, the village brought up another past oversight. For years, the borough charged the village property tax, even though as a nonprofit, it's tax exempt. In 2006, the borough discovered the mistake. The village had paid about $60,000 in property taxes.
The borough only repaid the village approximately half of that. The borough said, we don't have any more money at the time, and the village said, we don't need the money right now, both of which were not correct.
Atkins went before the borough assembly this month to explain the situation.
The borough is not anxious to repay $30,000 plus interest over a period of 20 years, and I don't blame them. On the other hand, we have two mortgages to pay.
He says if the borough were to loan the village the money, both parties would benefit. The borough would earn interest, and the village would have manageable monthly payments. The $350,000 would pay off both mortgages and fund a remodel needed in one of the village's apartments. If the borough doesn't agree to the loan, Adkins says the village may need to refinance its second mortgage or raise rents for its 15 residents, many of whom live on fixed incomes. McCandless says this is about protecting quality of life for the growing number of senior citizens in Haines.
If this village remains strong, if we can financially meet our debts, we can then look towards considering to explore whether the community wanted to have more senior housing. Because having seniors in your community strengthens the community.
McCandless and Adkins may soon get an indication of whether the assembly agrees with the plan. The assembly's finance committee meets Thursday at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the loan proposal. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.